I'm Carol Hills in for Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Lebanon is a small country, smaller than Connecticut, in fact, but it has more than its share of migrant workers, almost a quarter of a million. They tend to work in low-paying jobs as maids, trash collectors, or gas station attendants. And they come from countries in Asia and Africa, often to escape economic or political hardship. Some have started families in Lebanon, but life for them doesn't always get easier. The World's Ari Daniel has the next story in our series, Young Lebanon.
Sometimes you can learn a lot about someone by asking that person a basic question, like, what are your favorite foods?
Tabbouleh with rice.
Will you, like, put the tabbouleh on top of the rice and eat it?
Yes.
This is Rainey. She's 13 years old, and her hair is tied back in a long ponytail. Rainey was born in Lebanon, and she's grown up here. That explains her love of tabbouleh, a Lebanese salad made with parsley and bulgur wheat. But the Lebanese would never eat it with rice.
My family is from Sri Lanka.
In Sri Lanka, you eat everything with rice. Rainey's parents came to Lebanon from Sri Lanka 20 years ago to get away from their country's civil war. Here, at their home in the Beirut neighborhood of Sido Bashriye, they speak Sinhala with Rainey. And while her parents have worked here as cleaners, Rainey spent her time going to a local public school and studying.
Biology and chemistry and physics and geography and Arabic and French and English.
Some of her friends are Sri Lankan. Some are Lebanese. Rainey's been to Sri Lanka a few times to visit. But Lebanon, that's home. If someone asked you what your nationality is, like if you had to fill out a piece of paper, what would you write down?
Lebanese.
Lebanon thinks differently, however. Citizenship rules are strict. You're only Lebanese if your dad's Lebanese, not if your mom is. And unlike the U.S., being born on Lebanese soil doesn't necessarily make you a citizen, which means that every 3 years, Rainey has to renew her Lebanese visa. It's up for renewal next week, and she's concerned.
My friend, when she go to renew her visa, they tell her to go to Sri Lanka.
When Rainey's friend wasn't able to renew her visa, she had no choice but to leave Lebanon. Rainey went with her friend all the way to the airport, where they said goodbye through tears. According to Human Rights Watch, kids from nearly a dozen migrant worker families have already had their visas refused and were told to leave the country quickly, sometimes in just a couple of days. In the span of a year, Rainey's had to say goodbye, one by one, to 10 of her friends. And very soon, she's worried she'll have to leave Lebanon, too.
I don't know why they make these rules.
Her mom, who goes by Soji, is just as baffled, and she's very upset. Soji has worked as a maid in Lebanon for 2 decades, primarily to give her daughter a better life. All she wants is for Rainey to complete her studies.
But now everything finished.
She tells me Rainey has lost her motivation.
She's not a small baby now. She understands everything.
This policy comes from the Security General, the government office in charge of immigration and deportation in Lebanon. A senior official there told me they're simply beefing up the enforcement of an existing law, one that blocks the renewal of a child's visa if one or both of the parents are working illegally in the country. And the reason for the new enforcement, according to the Security General, is to deal with growing numbers of non-Lebanese in Lebanon, including people who can't be asked to leave, namely Palestinian and Syrian refugees. But a group in Lebanon called the Anti-Racism Movement says some of the kids who've been told to leave, their parents do have legal status. As for Rainey, she's spending what may be her last days in Lebanon playing with friends, learning how to drive, and drawing. She shows me one of her pencil sketches. A seashell occupies the center of the page. Behind it, a sailboat floats on the horizon. Rainey tells me her plan is to become a graphic designer, and when she finishes with that, she wants to try her hand at sailing. Where do you want to go when you sail?
Maybe in Sri Lanka, maybe in Lebanon also.
She says she'll draw and paint as she sails, and when she makes port calls, she'll display and sell her paintings. The goal?
To make people happy.
To make people happy, in both Sri Lanka and Lebanon. For the World, I'm Ari Daniel, Beirut.
Our reporting from Lebanon this week is supported by the Pulitzer Center on Crisis Reporting. Ari's stories are also part of a new series from The World we're calling Safe Mode. It explores issues of global security through the eyes of a new generation. You can join our Safe Mode community by texting Safe Mode to 69866. That's Safe Mode to 69866. And sign up for our Safe Mode newsletter at pri.org/safemode.